Yo, minasan, konnichiwa. Welcome to Live La Vida in Japan. I'm your host, Ninja D. Now, check it out. Happy Wednesday, everyone. It is February 14th, 2024. How are you? Happy Valentine's Day. Now, check it out. A lot of stuff has happened since the last time I uploaded my podcast. I went to the U.S. I actually have traveled to a lot of parts of Japan. But what I want to focus on today is the circus I went to. But before I get to that, let me ask you this. When was the last time you went to the circus? The last time I went to the circus was probably when I was a kid. I used to go back in the day to the Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey Circus. It used to come every year in Chicago during Thanksgiving time. And it always was exciting for me because I always used to love going to the circus. It was phenomenal. I used to love watching the trapeze. You know, I used to love watching the whole thing. It was amazing. So by some mere accident, I discovered that there was an actual circus going on in Japan, of all places. So let me set it up for you. My wife and I were driving to go to a supermarket, and we wanted to go through a shortcut. So we used the GPS to get us there because we were somewhere else where we are normally never there. So we cut through this place, and sure enough, we saw a tent. And we're like, oh, you know, circus, maybe it's like a new store or something. We had no idea what it was. As we got closer and closer, we saw the bright lights, the tent and everything. And it said right there, World Dream Circus. And let me tell you, I was like, what? There's a circus here? I never knew this existed. So the good part was, when we found out about it, we still had time to buy tickets. So we actually bought the tickets, you know, a week in advance. We went on Sunday. And let me tell you, it did not disappoint. I had a phenomenal time. My boys, one is 5, one is 1 year old. You know, to have them sit for 2 hours is a big task, okay? They barely sit down for like 5 to 10 minutes flat. Like, they can't sit still. They're kids. They like to run around. If they watch something interesting on TV, they may sit down and watch the episode. After that, they just want to run around. But let me tell you, they sat there for 2 hours without moving a muscle. They were like staring in awe. And I was surprised because they were having a blast. They enjoyed everything. And so did I. And so did my wife. And I just want to do this podcast episode to World Dream Circus and say, man, you guys did a phenomenal job. And the crazy thing is, many of the performers are from, you know, Latin America, like Mexico and Colombia. Because I saw the performers there, I was like, wait, you know, they were saying where they're from. And I'm like, they speak Spanish. So during the midway performance, you could take pictures with some of the performers. So I went up there, and the first thing I said, hey, do you guys speak Spanish? I said, hablan español. And they all looked at me like, what? And they're like, yeah, of course. And they said in Spanish, sí, claro. And I started speaking to them in Spanish. And it was hilarious for me because, you know, I rarely get to speak Spanish in Japan. I mean, the only time I get to speak Spanish is when I actually talk to my mom or a family member. But to speak it here is rare. And this was actually the second day in a row where I got to speak Spanish to a stranger, which was, wow, that's like something. I should have played the lottery, but they were really cool. I got to talk to the motorcycle daredevil. His name is Sebastian. And then also I said what's up to Andy the Clown, which was, he's from Colombia too. It was phenomenal. It was fantastic. I took a picture with them. We talked for maybe a few seconds and that was that. But this will always be in my memory because it was just, I just had fun. What's the purpose of a circus? To entertain. Was I entertained? Absolutely. And so were my kids. Anyhow, if you want to check out this circus, you go Google them. It's called World Dream Circus. And they are actually right now in Tokushima. Next, they're going to go to Mie Prefecture. So I would highly recommend to Google them and check them out. If you're in the area, you won't be disappointed. Go check them out. For me, I've never been in a circus in a tent. This was a first for me. So I was fortunate enough to be part of this. So with that said, check them out. Anyhow, that is all for today. Thank you for listening. I will talk to you later. Hasta luego. Matane.